Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. North Coast Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough begins his final term in the state legislature following yesterday's swearing-in ceremony in Sacramento. Chesbrough begins his third term in the Assembly and does so in a new district, thanks to redistricting. Chesbrough now represents the Assembly's 2nd District, although he said in a statement that despite the changes, the district will always be first to him. The 2nd District still contains all of Del Norte, Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino counties, along with a portion of Sonoma County. Chesbrough has been elected to the Assembly in 3 consecutive elections, beginning in 2008, and before that he served a term in the State Senate from 1998 through 2002. Although new term limit laws were approved last year, those already in office were ineligible, and the old term limit law applies to them, including Chesbrough. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating a man reported missing on November 28th. 51-year-old Brian Balcom has not been seen by family or friends since November 20th and is known to have medical issues. Investigators into the initial report found Balcom's identification, car keys, and car still at his residence in Hydesville, and he was last seen wearing tan shorts and a pink shirt. Balcom is an adult white male, 5'8", 180 pounds, with brown hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The County Drug Task Force, with assistance from the Fortuna and Rio Del Police Departments and sheriff's deputies, responded to an old abandoned sawmill north of Rio Del this morning. Officers called in the bomb squad after a grenade, later determined to be inert, was found on the property. A search warrant at the site revealed a marijuana grow with more than 500 plants, as well as cash, military-grade body armor, weapons, and high-capacity magazines. Officers arrested 3 people, 21-year-old Ben Titchener, 28-year-old Nathan Titchener, and 28-year-old Beth Hendry. All 3 were booked into county jail on suspicion of cultivation, weapons possession, and possession of marijuana for sale. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a fire at the Pho Tien Long restaurant on F Street last night after smoke was seen coming from a hole in the wall of the kitchen. Fire crews evacuated the building and secured electrical power and gas sources and began cutting into the wall to find the source of the fire. Due to past remodeling, fire crews found multiple spaces in the interior, and although they found the seat of the fire quickly, they discovered it had traveled into the ceiling spaces above. Firefighters were on scene for more than 90 minutes to ensure the fire had not spread further, and the blaze caused an estimated $10,000 in damage. It will also be a while before the restaurant can reopen, and it's believed the cause of the fire was a gas stove heating wooden beams in the wall. There were no reports of injuries. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The coroner's office was called out to the South Jetty early this morning after a passerby saw a dead body above the shoreline. The coroner took possession of the body and the identity has not been released pending notification of next of kin. The person who discovered the body was out gathering firewood at the time and reported seeing the man alive the night before. A Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy pulled over a rental car on Highway 101 between Willits and Laytonville and contacted 2 men inside, 24-year-old Eureka resident Alexander Odell and 34-year-old Brooklyn, New York resident Keith Stewart Jr. Neither of the 2 men were listed on the rental agreement for the car, and neither man was able to provide a valid driver's license. The deputy, along with a canine, searched the vehicle and found more than $160,000 in cash, some stored in the trunk and some contained on Stewart's and Odell's persons. Both men were arrested on suspicion of possession of money as a result or intended to purchase a controlled substance, and they were booked into Mendocino County Jail. And Mendocino deputies arrested a Round Valley man on suspicion of assault after finding the man's father walking along the road with serious head injuries. Deputies contacted the 68-year-old victim after receiving a call from tribal police, and the victim told them that he had been assaulted by his son, Michael David Arnold. The victim initially told deputies he had fallen, but later changed his story while being treated for his injuries at the hospital. He reported Arnold had beaten him over the head with a hose attachment, an instrument later recovered during a follow-up investigation. Michael Arnold was later arrested and booked into county jail. And that's the news on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.